Dave Moore
on Today FM, as seen on your screen
with CarZone.ie. Selling your car privately is simple and secure.
Right, Maria, you've got screens of all sizes all around you. What have you seen?
My favourite thing to watch on a Saturday night now is the 1% Club. We record it and watch it when the kids are in bed because it's impossible to play along when the kids are
knocking about.
Stop! I didn't hear what he said. Oh, now we're running out of time. We can't answer it. Anyway, essentially, they do surveys around the UK and they base they place the questions in the show based on how many of the public got it right.
Okay, so
it kicks off with, there's loads of people playing at the same time.
Yeah.
And it kicks off with the 90% question.
Okay.
So 90% of the public
would know the answer to this.
Knows the answer to this.
What is the name of the king?
Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
So if they get it right, they go through to the next question, and if they don't, then they're out. And it goes all the way down to 1%, which is usually a bit of a brain
It would
mess.
Have to be if it's a 1% question.
Yeah. So the question I gave you before Ed Sheeran was, what are the next two letters in this sequence?
And the sequence was
TNECOREPE blank blank.
Okay, a lot of people have been having a go on 087-4100-102. James says,
morning lads, next two letters in that sequence is N and T. I have to be right with that at least once.
N and T is his guess.
It's not right. Close.
Maria, I'm obsessed with this 1% Club question, mostly because I get loads right compared to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, when you said this to me, I started doing anagram Scrabble stuff in my head, and I got the word pretense out of what you sent me. But then I looked, and actually backwards, it says percent, but then it has an extra E.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I get it.
Go on.
N-O.
Yes.
Yeah, one. O-N-E.
It's 1%.
P-E-R-C-E-N-T. Yes.
Yeah.
And was that a 1% question?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I might tune into that quiz show if I'm that brainy.
It's so class.
That is so good.
It's so class.
A lot of people get it. Eilish got it. Eva just says 1% Club, such a brilliant show.
Yeah. So it's Lee Mack that hosts
as well.
It.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
Yeah, he's
doesn't care.
No.
Doesn't care. We'll say whatever. but ITV are now looking for people to apply to play.
Would
to
you?
Be contestants.
I would.
And often I think they must take couples or like siblings or
right.
You know, friends or whatever, because Lee Mack, when he's talking to all the different contestants, will know. And you're here with somebody, are you? And they'll go, yeah, my husband is over there.
Or they're not playing with them. They're just in the crowd.
You have to play individually.
Okay, gotcha.
So they're all sitting by themselves and they're not allowed to sit together.
Okay.
To avoid cheating.
I was going to say, if you had to choose between a team, let's say it was a team, say Family Fortunes, whatever, right?
Mm.
If it was you and Johnny, you and your sisters, or you and this team here on the radio show, who would you go on a quiz show with?
That's a hard one.
I know.
Johnny's very clever.
Maybe he's your answer then.
So are my sisters. It's not you guys, sorry.
We're immediately being shoved off that list.
I understand.
Yeah, so.
Okay, fair enough.
If you're interested in that,
right.
You might see me and Johnny on it soon. then over the weekend, if you didn't see this, I don't know, you must be under a rock. But Garen Noon was brought onto the stage at Croke Park with Robbie Williams.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Garen.
He's so class.
What a singer Garen is, by the way. In case you don't know, a lot of people just obviously know him from being delicious on the internet, but he's an incredible singer, and was that before he was anything else.
Yeah.
So always amazing.
Unreal, but apparently that all happened because the night before, so Friday night, Robbie was in 37 Dawson Street.
Okay.
Garen, I don't know whether that was a planned thing that he was... Anyway, he was there as well. So he was singing with an Irish trad band.
Yeah.
And then Robbie Williams come over and he starts singing Joe Dolan.
Oh, me, oh my, you're such a good
woman. And so Garen put that up on his social and Robbie typed under it, "See you at Croke Park tonight." And right, then he brought him on stage. Him on. And then Garen took to his social media channels the next morning to thank everybody for their support.
"I got to go up on stage with Robbie Williams in Croke Park last night. Absolutely mental. Thanks a million to Robbie for having me up. The greatest entertainer and honestly an even better human being. Also, these world-class musicians who are on stage with me, I'll try and tag them all in a post later. Absolute legends. 80,000 people there last night. Thank you so much to every single one of you. You were so kind to me when I came out and you stuck with me. You probably noticed I was having a bit of trouble here on my monitors. Probably something I did know on me. So I was playing out of time for a little while, but you stuck with me. Robbie came up in front of me and clapped so I could see the beat and we were away again. As a lot of you know, I had to postpone my gigs a couple of months ago just because of stuff I'm dealing with. So this was a very big challenge for me. But you got me through it. These amazing people got me through it. And I'll never be able to thank this man enough. An amazing experience. Mayo for Sam. Stay delicious."
What a man, Rod Garen Noon is. Absolutely brilliant. Great that Robbie connected with him as well. That's brilliant. Love that stuff. Amazing, Maria.
Dave Moore on Today FM.